Adoption is for life. Even as children become adults, they are forever adoptees. NPR's Anne Hawke introduces us to Robert. He and his sister were adopted together out of foster care.
I first encountered Robert over a decade ago. I was working for a child welfare agency in New York, and he was one of the teenagers we featured in this sort of glossy color catalog of kids. It was an effort to recruit adoptive parents.
Robert needs the support of a family as he moves through adolescence and into young adulthood.
Robert's 29 now. He's living on his own these days in upstate New York near Canada. Thumbing through that old magazine sitting at a friend's house was like flipping pages of a yearbook.
Oh God, I remember him.
It was snowy outside, but he wore a sleeveless blue basketball jersey, and he recalled the time he overheard social workers say he was unadoptable. He wasn't yet a teenager, but he was pushing 6 feet tall.
Weighing close to 200 pounds, I was just big. I've always been big. So they said they couldn't find, there were no more homes I could go to. Nobody would take a kid my size, my age. That was the excuse that the social workers used, that I was big and I was intimidating. My size was intimidating to parents.
There are all sorts of euphemisms in foster care to describe children the courts have freed for adoption. Waiting children, special needs children, hard-to-place children. Their parents have died or gone to prison or lost their parental rights through abuse, neglect, or abandonment. Robert's mother used heroin. When he was 8, she left him and his sister Ebony with a friend and a note saying she'd be back in 3 days, but never returned. They moved in with their grandfather for a time, but it didn't work out. And it wasn't until years later, when Robert was 14, that he met Chester Jackson. Jackson was an adoption caseworker, and he invited Robert to a Christmas party.
The first time I saw him, I felt that there was some kind of connection. I just liked him. You know, it was really that simple. I just liked him almost immediately. And his personality is very similar to mine.
It was like I followed him around the whole party. I offered to help do stuff behind the counter, help hand out sodas, help hand out punch and stuff for the party and stuff like that. And he made me laugh throughout the whole party, so I was like, okay.
And one of the things that struck me the most about him is the fact that he wanted a family.
They started having visits every other weekend.
Me and him would go out to movies. We would go to bowling alley. I was like, this is heaven. I'm like, the biggest thing we did together was the comic book thing.
And it was comic books that Robert papered his bedroom walls and ceiling with when Chester and Karen Jackson gave him the first room of his own. But adopting Robert and his sister took some time.
The adoption process was the longest process of anything that I could think of in my life. It took 4 years because I moved in with my parents when I was 14. And my adoption was finalized when I was 18.
Adoptions like this tend to be quicker nowadays, but Robert's experience moving through 10 different homes in foster care is fairly typical. He's almost 30 now, but he admits he's more like 18. Robert's had a rocky time in relationships. He's expecting a child with his latest girlfriend, but 2 weeks ago she asked him to move out. And he has a 3-year-old from another relationship. He's unemployed, but making some cash babysitting. And he admires his younger sister, Ebony. She lives in Brooklyn now and manages a bookstore. Sometimes, Robert says, he reminds himself of children in foster care.
They will always keep 1 or 2 bags packed, which we call emergency bags, because they don't know how long they're going to be there. So they don't have to pack up everything over again. I've always been in that state. For some reason now, parts of my life, I'm still in that state. Mostly relationship with girls, I do the same thing.
To me, he's still looking for that family love. It's like something is missing.
One relationship that is working is Robert's friendship with Christine Downey. She's the mother of an ex-girlfriend.
Robert is still looking for a certain love, and he's looking for love in all the wrong places. Because he's like a son to me. And I've noticed if I'm saying, like, somebody say, oh, is that your grandson or is that your son? And I say, no. I get that look that he wants me to say, yeah, this is my son too. He wants to be my son. That's my big baby. That's my little chocolate bunny.
She's always been there for me. She's like my second mother.
Robert's still searching. He'd like information about his birth mother and a photo of her if there's one in his foster care files. As tricky as it is to define family at this stage in his life, he's clear about the impact of his adoption. He says his adoptive parents, Chester and Karen Jackson, probably saved his life.
I would have probably been homeless, and I probably wouldn't have known exactly what to do. Well, I probably would have killed myself at some point, because there would have been nobody to teach me the things I learned in life.
Robert told his adoptive family not to get him anything this Christmas, except maybe a bus ticket to visit them in Pittsburgh. Ann Hawk, NPR News.
And for more on these families and adoption, you can visit our website, npr.org.